So on my first day of kindergarten in the United States, I wore a beige butterfly dress. It was my favorite dress, and I think my mom put it on me to make me feel more comfortable. And it did. I felt good, and I thought I looked good. That I remember, but I mean, emotionally, I was a mess. I was scared, and I didn't know the language, and no one understood me. I just wanted my mom. My name is Alma del Rio, and I was born in Valparaíso, Zacatecas, Mexico. Hola, mami, ¿cómo estás? Sí, ya lo arreglé. So I was just talking on the phone with my mom because I told her I had car trouble this morning and I couldn't get to work. My mom calls a lot. When I first came to America, I was actually really little. I was 5 years old. One big thing in which people can tell that makes me different are my teeth. I have fluorosis on my teeth from the water of Mexico. So it's just yellow discoloration. I remember the bullying, really, just more than anything. Kids would remind me all the time that I was different, and it'd remind me that I wasn't from here. You have yellow teeth, and you talk with an accent, and you wear the same clothes just about every other day. People know. I knew we were poor. Sorry. I don't know, and I think that's what I remember the most, just it being really hard. I wish I could say that my dad was meant to be a dad, but he just wasn't. He was, I don't know, it's just traditional macho kind of mentality that when he got home, there would be food waiting for him. The house would be clean before anyone ate. He ate first, and my mom had to get a job just to take care of us. And he didn't want her to work. Her place was at home. Her place was in the kitchen. Her place was in the laundry room. There was five of us. We were all really little, but my sisters really had to step up, and we all had to step up in general and grow up and take care of each other. When you're little, you go to your with your parents to doctor's appointments. You interpret for them, and I'd go and like ready like to be a bodyguard just to make sure no one messes with my mom. And she in Spanish, she says, "Yo me defiendo." I defend myself. I can do it. I know she can, but I worry. And I've worried since I was little that someone might try to take advantage of her. I see it to this day, how difficult it is for people to find someone who's, like can understand them. And it's scary, especially when you're in a medical setting, when this is literally your life on the line and someone can't understand you. It's really sad. And it must be really scary for them. What I'm doing now is I'm working at Renown Regional Medical Center. What I want for the long run is just to be finished with school. I want to be a clinical social worker. Seeing firsthand how difficult it is for people like my mom, to just get a simple question through to the doctor really shaped that goal. I know that going back to school and finishing school will make my mom proud. Will make her feel like it was worth it. I'm sure that she already feels that way, but I just want to see her face when I do it. It'll mean everything to me.